girl talk.
Why do you have to lie about that?
Is this true?
With you and my sister, none other than TT Torres, right here. iPower 92.1. Launch.
Hi, Trey Songz is in the building. Hi, welcome to have you on the show.
What's up, baby?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Is this the last day of the promo run?
You could say that, but yeah, it don't never really stop.
Yeah. It feels good to be home, though. This is home.
Nah, it's great to be home. I slept in my own bed last night. You know, I ate my mama cooking this morning, so.
Yeah. Hi, April. All right, so listen. Last night, as I was preparing for this interview, I put together a collage of pictures. Yeah. But I forgot them because the baby distracted me this morning. I wanted to give them to you as a gift, but I'm cool with your moms. I'll get it to you. But the pictures were from when you first began to where you are now, and it's crazy how you've grown as an artist and how your career started to where you are now. Do you remember when Atlantic first had that showcase for you in New York and you were wearing that white suit? You remember that moment?
Yeah, and Gerald Levert was there, and it was at B.B. King.
Yes, and you were performing so intense, like this was your last time you was ever going to hit the stage. Do you feel like you still have to perform like that when you hit the stage?
I still perform like that. I perform like that, whether it's for 5 people, whether it's for 20,000 people, no matter what. I give my all, no matter what I've accomplished. I think it shows in my music as well. You know, it's just like me being on a promo tour on my 5th album. Yeah. You know, I don't have to do this. This is because I want to do this. This is because I want to go out and touch people and show people that I'm still grateful for them making me who I am, for them loving me the way they do, and me being a part of their lives. This is part of who I am from the beginning to the end, a hard worker and someone that's truly passionate and dedicated to what he does.
When you were on your come up, you know, a guy from Petersburg, you know, where you don't get many stars coming out such a small area to be so successful as you are right now, were there ever moments that you thought in your personal experience, like, this ain't gonna happen for me, I'm not gonna make it?
No.
You always felt like where you are now is what your destiny was?
I feel like where I am now is a shortcoming of what I will be.
Oh, I like that answer. So has the fame, the money, the fortune, you being able to travel places, you know, most people dream about, has that changed you in any way?
Of course it has. Change is something that's, you know, change is one of the only things that's going to happen regardless, you know what I mean? And as you evolve as a person and as years pass, if you remain the same person after seeing so many places and after making a certain amount of money and certain business decisions, you should not be the same person. And that goes with every step of life. That goes with people evolving through high school, through college, through their job, whatever their profession is, walks of life. No matter your walk of life, there should be change and evolution within your character. You know, I'm a better businessman. I'm more knowledgeable of my fan base. I'm a CFO. I know my demographic. I know who I'm selling the product to. I know what they want from me. I know who my fans are. I know why they my fans. And I'm just very even more humbled by my success than I ever was in the beginning.
Yeah. Everybody, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Trey Songz. Have you lost some friends along the way?
I've you know, distance myself from certain situations. You know, if you're not with me today, then you never was really my friend in the first place.
Everybody, we're just, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Trey Songz, Secret Location. His album is Chapter 5. It's in stores right now. First number one album!
Yeah.
That's a major accomplishment.
Congrats to us. Not just me, my whole team. Everybody that's been there supporting, you know, Power, you know, who was playing my records before I had a deal.
Yeah.
People understanding my voice, believing in me before anybody did when I was out here prom night selling my little CD, you know.
Some people misinterpret your confidence as cockiness. Can you define it? Your swag, can you define it? Can you put it in a bottle?
I don't do anything I do personally for other people. Mm-hmm. If people have a problem with me being confident, people have a problem with me believing in myself, that's for them to deal with.
Yeah.
And that probably come off arrogant too. I don't care.
Yeah. But you know, it reminds me kind of like an athlete. You know, they train knowing that they're the best and nobody in the world can beat them.
If you allow people to put you in a mind space where as though you believing in yourself is arrogance, then those people, the people shouldn't affect you like that. It's one of my favorite sayings is not to let the voices of others drown out your inner voice. And what that means to me is that if I don't believe in me and I don't believe in what it is that I came to do, then who else will believe in it? And you can't please everybody, especially in the music industry. And you mentioned athletes. The thing about athletes is nobody has to like them. They don't have to sell themselves. All they have to do is be good at what they do. I have to be good at what I do and be personable, and people have to like me and smile while I do it, even when I don't feel like smiling. That's a hard job.
Yeah.
But
you gotta put it on every day.
Yeah, but I'm one of the most hardest working art. Excuse me, that's, I shouldn't spit it like that. I'm the hardest working artist I know.
You are. You've been consistently working and putting your all into it. And when I put that collage together of you, it reminded me of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would like to see it. You ain't
baby, yo, he distracted me this morning. And by the way, speaking of my son, I had...
That, though, the time that you had to probably put into making a collage.
It took time because I have a two-year-old. You know, he's going to be two, so you have to kind of balance your day out. But the funniest thing about him, let me just share this.
I ain't had no kids. To put together a collage is...
Well, let me tell you. So I got the CD in the car, right? And so I normally put the Wiggles on when he gets in the car, but so happened your CD was playing, and it's the clean version, by the way, and he bust out saying, oh! When the Heart Attack part came on, it was the funniest thing ever. I tried to record it, but then he stopped. All right, so listen, I want to have one more break with you. I got something very interesting to share with you. I was out of the country for my birthday, and guess what was playing on the TV? I'm going to tell you in a minute, okay? Everybody, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Trey Songz, Top the Five, in stores right now, number one album in the country. Go support the homeboy, okay? It's FO921. Let's get into some Trey Songz music right now.
It's girl talk.
Why do you have to lie about that?
Is this true?
With you and my sister, none other than TT Torres, right here. iPower 92.1.
The girls are talking. All right, so if you are just tuning in, everybody, we're talking to Trey Songz. His album, Chapter 5, is in stores right now. I still call you Trey Trey. Are you okay with me still calling you that?
Yeah, well, you always have.
That ain't never gonna change. Honey, all right, so I was out of the country celebrating my birthday, and what popped up on the screen in the hotel room, your documentary that you shot for BET. I thought that was pretty awesome. So I sat there, and one of the things that that I admired about you is the love you have for your family, in particular the love that you have for your mom. Growing up, being raised by your mom, what does she instill into you about women and how to treat them?
You know, I was raised not only by my mother, but my grandmother, my aunts. I was raised by all women. There weren't many men in my life. So as far as how to treat women is concerned, you know what I mean? We had to open doors before they walked in doors. We had to, if we were walking down the street, we had to walk to the side that the traffic came. You know, they will order their food before us. It's all about respect, you know what I mean? And my mother's, we were raised, she's very young, so she's like a big sister to me at sometimes, but we always knew the line. Like my brother and I, we always knew the line not to cross. She quick to slap me upside the head if I get out of pocket or anything like that. And, you know, my mama just, my whole life, she's been there for me. Anything that I ever wanted to talk about, to learn about, she supported me, and if I ever was in the wrong, you know, she let me know.
Yeah. Has your perception of women changed since becoming Trey Songz? Because obviously, you know, you have women who come after you kind of crazy. Like, people will text me, where's the secret meet and greet? Because I want to give it to him. Like, you don't even know this man, but you want to give it to him. So has your perception changed a bit on what you thought that perfect girl was?
I mean, I don't generalize women by actions of women. I'm in a lot of ways, I'm not real to a lot of women. You know what I mean? The opportunity to meet me, the opportunity to be with me is not real. You know, so I don't really judge women by, you know, one statement like, give it to them, da da da, all that. I think there's still real love out there. I think in a lot of ways we jaded. by the reality TV, by the social networks, by the need to be famous. Everybody wants fame. Everybody wants to be recognized. Everybody wants somebody to see them.
And they want to get with artists so they can have that recognition. Some, not all. So has that been something you face in this Trey Songz celebrityism?
I'm very guarded as a person. Like, women that get to even meet me and spend time with me don't get to know the real person I am till after a long time.
But why? Why are you so guarded?
Why wouldn't I be?
Well, you're Trey. I understand that. But if you meet someone you generally have that connection with.
I'm not going to just build a connection. That's what I'm saying. Once we get that connection, that's another thing. But even if we spend in time, it takes a while for me to trust anybody in this day and age when people are so malicious. You know, people taking pictures while you sleep. People want to let the world know everything about you. And it's a time where even your most sacred moments, you can't wait to share with the rest of the world. Like, and that's just general people. Like, you take a picture of your baby, you put it on Facebook. For people that don't know you, you put your most intimate moments on Instagram for everybody to see. So when I'm with people, they can't even really have phones or can't even be talking to people.
Yeah, no, I understand, because that's how I am with my son. That's my private moment that I don't want to share with the world. So you're not going to see an Instagram, you're not going to see a Facebook picture, because it's some part of you that you want to protect and keep private. And you know, I can understand that.
And I give away nearly my whole life. So when I'm with somebody and I'm sharing a piece of my life with somebody that I don't share with the rest of the world, it's very vital to me that not be publicized or that not be given to the rest of the world, because it's a piece of me that I keep for myself, for my sanity.
Yeah, I get that. I respect that. All right. So another thing in the documentary I found quite interesting is how you retired your mom. You know, she worked in the school system in Petersburg for quite some time, and then you retired her.
She was already retired. She did it because she wanted to.
She wanted to. Okay. Yeah. All right. So do you, being the famous person out of your family who made it, is there pressure for you to help others in your family?
I help everybody in my family if necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I'm so... That's why I'm spending a lot of money on crazy stuff. Or you don't see me in the most lavish sports car when I'm at home. You see me ducked off in a rental. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not that guy. I'm the support system for my family in a lot of ways. I can't help everybody. You know, I had a song called Top of the World that said everybody can't go. You know what I mean? This isn't for everybody. And you see so many different artists trying to be the rock for everybody financially, and it will bring everybody down. But I do take pride in being able to take care of my family whenever necessary. If anybody needs anything, if something go wrong, it's definitely easy to be able to call Trey and get it, or call my mama and get it done. You know, my great grandfather actually died in Orlando like a week ago, and my mother was able to just get on a plane and go down there and make sure everything was straight, make sure my great grandmother was taken care of, make sure the house was cleaned out, make sure she was in great condition. And you know what I mean? It was no sweat off nobody back. And that's one of the most beautiful feelings. You know, my mother is really right now into like gardening, and she all into landscaping and all that, and that's her new thing. She building on new parts of the house and all that, you know, so that feels good for her not to have to worry about money or anything. Like, and my grandmother, she ain't worried about nothing either. Like, and that's why I keep doing it the way I do it. I don't want to just make money for now and to be rich.
Do you fear that one day this can all be gone? Because we've seen so many people come through this business. I've interviewed so many people, and you see them here and then tomorrow, and then now the money's gone too.
I mean, that's not a fear. That's as far as the stardom is concerned, that's actually in actuality. You know what I mean? The percentage of people who last in this industry and have true longevity is very, very minimal. But as far as finances are concerned, I think if you go about things the right way within this business, you know, I make more money than the average person does in a year, in maybe a day, or
yeah.
You know, so to allow something like that to diminish over time is idiotic, and I will never let that happen. What I'm out for is wealth. You know, music is the platform for so many other things. I have 6-7 businesses outside of music. I have partnerships that are growing. This is my first number one album, you know what I mean? And throughout my career, it's been very gradual, the growth. Yeah, it's been very gradual and consistent, and it's been because I do pay attention to my business. I'm CEO of this whole thing. Everything comes to me before it walks out. Yeah. And if it doesn't, then we got a problem. And I'm out to the young entrepreneurs out there and everybody that wishes that has aspirations to be in a position of power in whatever it is your profession is. You got to keep that mindset. You might be hot right now, but when things cool down, you know what I mean?
You got to have money to sustain you. I'm getting the rap finger. Everybody, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Trey Songz. I'm going to wrap down this interview, but another thing I wanted to talk to you about that I find very interesting when I saw that documentary too is the relationship you have with your manager, Kevin Lowes. Is he someone you look up to as a father figure in your life?
Definitely. He's a consistent figure there that's for me to talk to, that for me to learn from. You know, I never really had that in so many different senses of the word. You know what I mean? His business mind is profound. The things that he's accomplished are like so prolific in the game. Like, he was at one point the highest ranked black music executive, you know what I mean? And for him to be at my disposal to learn from, to soak up so much information from in music. And outside of that, he's a great person. He's been invested in my career early on, and now he's my manager. You know, he was head of the whole music group when I was there, you know, but now he's my manager, and he's been my manager for about 3 years now. And, you know, the relationship we have is very much like father-son, you know what I mean? And I had father figures in my life early on that faded out. You know what I mean? So I'm guarded in that sense as well, as far as letting people into my life in that way. But he and I have developed a relationship where I could talk to him, I trust him, and you know, he's partially in control of my career, so damn right.
Have you bridged that gap between you and your father and your little brother? Because I saw that you guys were working on your relationship as well.
Well, my little brothers, both of them are here with me now.